He is risen. He is risen indeed. Welcome to the practice of the daily office. This Easter morning, let's begin in silence. Take a deep breath. Remember, right now, you are in God's loving presence. Take another deep breath. God is closer than the air we breathe. As we enter into silence this morning, will you imagine you are walking to Jesus' tomb? Maybe you're bringing spices as you walk with Mary and the other women. Or perhaps you're with Peter and John going to the tomb after hearing Mary's report. I invite you now to enter the Word of God with me. Allow yourself to fully participate by imagining yourself within the narrative. Place yourself in the scene with the disciples, watching them, listening to them, and responding to what is happening. Allow yourself to find your story in the midst of God's story today. But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance, so they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there, puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day." Then they remembered that he had said this. So they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and several other women who told the apostles what had happened. But the story sounded like nonsense to the men, so they didn't believe it. However, Peter jumped up and ran to the tomb to look. Stooping, he peered in and saw the empty linen wrappings. And then he went home again, wondering what had happened. ¶¶ As you watch this scene play out before you, what do you notice? What stands out in the story? What did you think when you saw or you heard that the tomb was empty? What were you feeling as your own eyes gazed upon the empty tomb? Let's spend some time talking to Jesus. If it's helpful, remain in the scene. Share with Jesus what stood out or what emotions you were feeling. Talk to Jesus and listen for his response. Have a conversation with the Lord now. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.